Oh, good afternoon, Lorenzo. Thanks for tuning in. That, you know, it's a tough question. I've been lots of places and enjoyed all of them. Did a lot of traveling with my job. They were almost vacations. But I guess I've got to say, when I went on a cruise, we went on a cruise for our honeymoon, and we went out of Miami and went down for 7 days to four stops in the Caribbean, and no stress, lots of fun. We sat at a table with some older ladies, and they encouraged us to play bingo, and we sat at a table with them for meals. And so we played bingo, and I won bingo. So that paid for all of our drinks and all of our souvenirs and everything else. So I'd have to say the cruise in the Caribbean. Back to you. N4ZCV.
Wow, that is a great, great story. Thank you. Thank you, November 4, Zulu, Charlie, Victor. Looking forward to having I wouldn't say a similar experience, because I don't know what that would have been like, but I would like the excitement from a vacation like the one that you had, because that sounds really interesting. I'm sure that's quite a story that you'd like to tell. So thank you. Break with you. Now, Whiskey India 9, Hotel Foxtrot, welcome to the Everything Net. So, where was your best vacation ever?
Well, before I go into that, it's a nice day in Janesville, kind of warm for October, which that's okay, though. It's about 84, 85 degrees today, going down to 62 tonight, which is more like July. So, I think something to global warming. I don't think you don't get fall anymore in Wisconsin. It goes from summer to winter. And then when winter comes, it just hangs on till May. So, but I went to a couple of NFB conventions, which that was my favorite stuff. I could give or take them. There comes some weird ideas, and they're too focused on, you know, independence, not asking for help or whatever, so I don't know, whatever. But wasn't too nuts about the NFB conventions in Florida. But I think the best thing I did, I don't go on vacation much, so me and my wife went to Handy Ham Radio Camp beginning of September. I think that was the best vacation I've ever went on. A lot of cool stuff to do, a lot of radio stuff, a lot of things to do. So that was a lot of fun for a week. Looking forward to that next year. So that's what's going on here. Back to you, Lorenzo. Thanks for doing the net for the I-9HF.
You're welcome, and I'm jealous. I'm jealous. I would love to have a relationship with a lady that likes ham radio like I do. I'm jealous. Just, I'll leave it at that. Thank you for coming to the Everything Net, and look forward to hearing your stories. This is great, man. Break with you. All right, Whiskey Alpha 2 Kilo Mike in New Jersey, welcome to the net. All right, so where was your best vacation?
Hi, good afternoon, Lorenzo, and everyone on the net. Currently 78 degrees. Beautiful, beautiful fall day here in the capital of New Jersey, Trenton. You know, I really don't take any vacations myself, and there's a reason for that. Anytime I've been out of the state of New Jersey, it's been on business. I was born and raised at the famous New Jersey Shore, and I currently only live about 30-35 minutes from the ocean right now. So any vacations I need, I just have to jump in the car, go down 195 for about 35 minutes or so, and I'm on the beach. So I'm after, you know, a day's work, I can go on vacation and be back in my bed by 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock, ready for the next day, so, especially in the summertime. You know, I spend a lot of time down there. So I guess I would say I'm part-time employed and part-time on vacation. Hi. Back to you, W-A-2-K-M.